Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jimmy, morning.
Good morning. I am happy with the Pam Bondi pick. Matt Getz took himself out yesterday. He knew he couldn't get in. And people are thinking this is a strategic move by Trump. And Trump just screwed up. Simple. He didn't like the names that were there. He picked Matt Getz on a plane. He didn't even tell his transition people. He put it out on Truth Social, and he thought it was a great idea at the moment. That's how these folks that are like Trump and these super billionaires, that's how they got to be where they were. They're risk takers. They get a great idea and they act on it. And sometimes it didn't turn out to be a well thought out idea. And Pam Bondi, he loves her. And I mean, that's a love society. Everybody loves her. I would bet we find out that she was considered early on and said, I don't really want to do that. And now the push came to shove. You know, she's there. I said, I'll be there for you. So she's there. And that's how that probably, she'll sail through confirmation. They can't find anything on her. We know that the thing will continue this weekend. Now they'll turn their head on Pete Hegseth. I'm not sure he's going to get in there either. It just depends on how far they go on this, whether it was consensual sex or not consensual sex and that type of stuff. I think that's going to be enough probably to blow it up.
This was years ago, apparently, and law enforcement investigated this complaint and never found anything. And
yeah, so, they're going to keep looking with him. I still think sure. he may be a troubled appointment, and I think they probably were in the backstage working on a second one on that. Then they may go after Tulsi Gabbard. After that, this is all going to happen quick. And then Kennedy, I don't know why they don't go after him quicker. I think that's low-hanging fruit, but I think they're waiting to get to him. I think that's maybe why, because he's low-hanging fruit. So we'll see. The International Criminal Court has said they want to arrest Netanyahu. I think they wanted to arrest somebody else in the United States. We're not a party to them, so we don't deal with that. So we'll see what happens. They want to arrest all kinds of people, and don't be worried about that. We know that this weekend is Hollywood's big bet. They want to recreate the Barbie Oppenheimer thing, where they had the women going to Barbie and the men were going to Oppenheimer, and both were hit movies and both went on to make a lot of money and everybody lived happily ever after. Well, we'll see if that can happen this weekend and the rest of the holiday season with Wicked. They're pretty confident about it being a $140 million movie over this weekend. That's big bucks. Wicked, the play, did several billion dollars in business around the world. This movie is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Ooh. It's rated PG. It's part one. Part two runs November the 21st of next year. The play was 2 hours and 30 minutes. This is 10 minutes longer than the play. And I looked up the original Wizard of Oz, and I was surprised. I thought it was longer than this, but it was an hour and 42. And at the time, as a little kid, felt like it was forever long. But I guess, you know, sitting there in front of the early color TV when it would run on there, you know, it, I guess sitting in one place for an hour and 42 at home seemed like a long time.
Love the Wizard of Oz.
Me too. The IMAX version of Wicked will be out in a couple of weeks. They don't have the screens right now. Those are going to Gladiator 2. It would seem like the movie you would really want to see in IMAX if you were going to see it. I'm waiting for both the cinema scores. And cinema score is the focus group exit poll on the first night of a movie's release. And those are the people that really wanted to go see whatever the movie is badly. So they're more, they're good people to talk to when they come out. And they gave this Red One from last weekend an A-. So that tells me it's a probably a pretty good movie, just people weren't, you know, they're just not going to the movies. They'd rather watch something at home.
That's the Christmas movie, right?
It's a Christmas movie about kidnapping Santa Claus. And again, it's probably a good movie, but they just didn't want to go do it. Now, Wicked, there's a big want-to-see by a lot of women, and they're going to dress up their kids, and they're going to do it. Now, the AMC people, one of the big movie chains, is asking and reminding people again, do not talk during this movie. Do not disturb the people you're sitting near. I just wonder if that's going to happen in this one, because people know the songs, and they're going to want to sing the songs. There's a version of the movie that's coming out December 20th, is the sing-along version. So if you want to go and sing, wait till December 20th.
Hold me back.
Watch the movie, yeah. Hold you back for that. So
I understand that. Well, you said it. First thing I thought of was my wife is all week long, all morning long, all week, or in the last week, all the talk shows on TV are doing nothing but Wicked. I didn't see the play, but it does look good. Now, back to Red One. Didn't you say it was like $275 million to make?
$250, but yeah.
So more than Wicked.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
for a Christmas movie.
It's got a lot of effects in it. This movie has a lot of real stunts where they put, you know, the star on the wires and fly them through the air and flip them around and do all that. The Wicked Witch is apparently quite the athlete and the singer, as you will see, because that's not digital. When they put her down, flip her around, and then she flies off, she's on a wire, and they erase the wire. But that's physically something that she is going through. So looking forward to a big weekend for the movies. And then you've got some pretty good football this weekend. Again, things that are important. Your game is not particularly important other than the fact you need to win it. A&M is at Auburn. They will be out of the contention if they can't beat Auburn, and Auburn's not that good. Alabama's at Oklahoma. We're all scared to death of this one.
You're going to beat Oklahoma bad. They're terrible this year.
Yeah, but they're home. You know, I mean, it's still at home. And that's a pretty voodoo place. You know, they bring the wagon out and run around the field and do the hokey pokey, and they'll sing the Toby Keith song at the end of the third quarter. And, you know, they got a lot of mojo going on out there. And Barry Switzer's running around jumping in the stands. He's still there. So I don't know. 6:30 on Saturday night on ABC. A game that really has no playoff stuff, but I bet it might be a good game, is Vanderbilt at LSU. Or LSU at Vanderbilt, I think, rather. It's LSU's come to town. So that might be good, because Vanderbilt's scrappy this year. And LSU, I think they got some pride going on, and they're not terrible. So we'll see what happens with all of that. NASA's going to start stacking the first stage of Artemis II in a mission that's supposed to bring humans to the moon. We'll see. I think NASA's one of the ones that maybe that DOGE committee is going to be looking at. And that'll get some people screaming and hollering, because they'll think that SpaceX, which has been more efficient, quicker, and better than NASA lately, we'll see how that those two are going to work together, and that they sort of do now. But we'll see if that's going to be more or less going on. I don't know. I don't even know how I feel about that. SpaceX sure seems to be impressive, and NASA, with the Boeing spacecraft there, has just been trouble, you know. Been trouble. So I don't know. We have a long history, you know, with NASA and the way they do things. So we shall see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now let's see what Jimmy Carter has for us on, let's turn it to page two this fun Friday.
Well, while you're getting ready for a lot, there's a lot of football games, of course, pros and the college games, they're out there. You might go back to the movies this weekend. Some people are starting to think about Christmas shopping. I actually have done a little bit online and gotten some books and a couple of toys that I'm getting for the other children. That's all stacked up in another room. I'm happy with that. I got a lot more to do, though. Keep an eye on the world news. It could be a goofy weekend for some things. I just feel like, of course, Trump is going to keep putting cabinet appointments out there over the weekend. He's not going to stop, probably even today, and we'll hear more stuff from them. And Russia fired off a new kind of intercontinental ballistic missile, the kind that's able to deliver a nuclear warhead. That was shot toward Kyiv. Now, I don't know if we knocked it down or not. The experimental launch marked the escalation that's lasted of this whole conflict. It's now over 1,000 days. So, last night, Jelly Roll played in Birmingham, Alabama, with the opening act Shaboozy. And they said it was more like, and they did say that Shaboozy, people I know that saw it, said that Shaboozy really might be more than a one-hit wonder. That's quite a statement, but I think I've heard it more than once from people who have seen him live. Very impressed. If you look at Jelly Roll, they said it was like going to some type of Billy Graham revival, that he had people out in the aisles crying. It was like that. I mean, he's like a preacher.
Well, he and Ronnie Dunn had us crying Wednesday night.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's Jelly Roll. That's why I don't think he's into country music to stay. I think he's a country music visitor. Hmm. He's like,
really?
Somebody has come in off a UFO, and he's landed, and he's taken over the world, and then they say, Claudus, Dutus, Barecto.
So you see him.
He walks back in the ship, and he leaves.
Like, she was always country, and now she just is not anymore, by definition.
It's like Taylor Jelly Roll, my daughter.
Like Taylor Swift, is that what you say?
Well, my daughter used to see Jelly Roll in Hendersonville. He would hang around a bar up there. He was a rapper. And that's why when he came to Nashville and decided he could do some country through whatever song that was his first one, he was well known because he had played the city for years. And he was a veteran performer playing amphitheaters when his first country song hit. That's why, it's just, he was ready. And that's why he's like a veteran performer out there. He's the most comfortable person I've ever seen go up there that's so comfortable on stage, walking around, don't care what they throw at him. He never flubs his lines. I mean, he's like way big veteran of doing this. And he's already doing it with his show. He's doing the kind of show he wants to do, which is a little bit of rap and fun in it, but like a church revival, and he sees how he gets people to react. He'll do it in Columbia, South Carolina tonight. Next year, he's going to be the opening act for Post Malone on stadium shows, which has nothing to do with country, really. I mean, some country people will be there, but that's a pop thing. Post Malone is the headliner at Coachella. the headliner. Not he's one of the several, but he's the headliner, and he's as big as they are in pop right now with Taylor Swift off the road. So both those folks are not really country people. They're dabbling in it. It's part of what they do, but it's not going to be their meat and potatoes, particularly next year. And you're going to see other things happen. You're going to see if they can do anything that's close to being not cult. Red Clay Strays are probably going to win Vocal Group of the Year next year. If they can do something halfway commercial. Is that possible?
They're certainly massive here in our little scene, and clearly they've done really well for themselves. There's a lot of people that, well, even Old Dominion, they were like, yeah, we heard the crowd because people erupted when they heard Red Clay Stray's name at the CMA. So I completely agree with you. That band has a massive following.
If they can do something commercial.
You're right. They need a commercial song.
Do something commercial. Now, what happened with that is that, all right, they're introducing Vocal Group of the Year. They go to the nominees. When they go to the nominees, that's a recording. The girl's reading it, you know, who all the nominees are. They cut the mics off pretty much in the audience. And when the audience got the name Red Clay Strays, people were standing up screaming and everything else. So that's why it threw Old Dominion off when they won. They were sure they were lost. They'd lost to the Red Clay Strays. So that's why they reacted to them. And I think they're going to be somebody if they can be commercial. And they sure, Wednesday's big surprise with Brooks and Dunn, that was huge because they didn't expect it. Producers didn't expect it. They weren't ready for that on any level, and they weren't ready for Morgan Wallen to win on any level. They were caught, you know, with their pants down on that one because, you know, it just was a mess. And why they put Jeff Bridges out there.
I don't understand that either.
To do it. I didn't understand that. I mean, yeah, he's an Oscar winner, but you didn't even say that. You just said from the ABC TV show, whatever he's doing, which I'm not even sure what that is.
I didn't even hear him say that. I'm sure they did. But
it was a throwaway. I mean, there was so much in that show that was not well produced. You know, it just wasn't. And I think we've had enough of Peyton Manning and Luke Bryan, too. I think we're ready to move on to the next thing now, whatever that is.
Can we go back to Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood? Can we go back to them, too, maybe?
You know, it's something, but I think we've had enough of that cornball Luke Bryan comedy, hadn't we?
Yeah, big time.
Well, not really. It's just the writing this year. There was nothing funny. It's not that they delivered it poorly, in my opinion. They just had.
Well, that's part of it, is their stick, and I just think the stick is lame.
It was lame.
But they do it. They're the ones writing it. It's Omaha Productions. That's
of the year.
You know, it's Peyton and his
those two.
People.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen, sir. Oh.
Morgan Wallen. And he was so out of it. And it just was bad, bad, bad. All right. Well, I hope the Texans help you beat these Kentucky people. They're scrappers, but I don't think you're going to have any trouble with them. But they're scrappy.
We got them at home. You know, we're the only SEC team that is undefeated on the road. Isn't that weird?
Well, you're
not at home. Georgia beat us at
home. Now you've opened yourself up for this can of worms.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, it's just y'all played the undercard.
There we go.
This year, Kentucky.
Number one again in the power rankings in all of college football.
Biggest win is Vanderbilt.
You've played
whatever
schools.
Whatever.
So, okay. We'll see when y'all get some real people to play. Well, that's when the trouble comes.
That's next weekend.
Well, I tell you where we're not going to see you is Atlanta at the SEC Championship. We'll be there, though. But
you really want Alabama?
We're not going to
You really want Alabama?
Yeah, we won't get Alabama.
If we're peaking, if we go in there, and I don't know we're going to beat Oklahoma.
You will.
Let's say we do, and we beat Auburn. I don't think you'd want that Alabama. You want the Alabama that played Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I'd take that.
So you'll take that all day long.
Let's beat Kentucky and the Aggies first. We'll see how
Never
that works.
Never wish you won Alabama. Remember that.
Listen
that
to that. That's why I love college football.
Yeah, never put that on your gravestone. It lasts for 200 years.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my grave. See you Monday. Jimmy Carter brought to you by.
I knew you opened up that can of worms.
Well, he kind of did. What'd I just say? Something about
we hadn't lost a game on the road. Here he goes.
Yeah, we're the only SEC team that is undefeated on the road this year. I heard Steve Coach Sarkisian say that himself over the press conference he did Monday anyway. He said, somebody just threw that to my attention. He kind of threw it in there. Like, it's no big deal. Yeah, it is. That's why you said it. Jimmy Carter again. He's brought to us by Precision Camera and Video, Swertner Farm and Ranch in Prime Bank of Texas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.